It's Wednesday, July 30th, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 8 a.m. In a report by One Africa TV, News on One's Selma Tapopi, more than 500 homeless people remain at the Karutura Youth Complex despite a relocation pledge by Deputy Minister Dino Baloti 3 months ago. The April agreement with the Comas Regional Governor and city officials was meant to clear the complex for stadium upgrades, but no progress has been made as yet, and the facilities continue to deteriorate.
The people were relocated to the Karutura Youth Complex 4 years ago at the peak of the deadly COVID-19 pandemic. A survey by News on One revealed that both people are still flocking to the stadiums, which is a clear case of rural to urban migration that is being facilitated by the availability of space for them to erect new makeshift structures to live in.
NAMCO, ENP and BW Energy have finalised an agreement to use the deep-sea mirror rig for drilling the Karas appraisal well in the Orange Basin. Drilling is expected to begin in the latter part of this year as part of a rig-sharing agreement that increased local participation. According to NAMCO spokesperson Paulo Coelho, the deal marks a major milestone in advancing the Kudu gas field and boosting energy security.
The big news for Namibia's energy future is that BW Energy and NAMCO ENP have secured the deep-sea mirror rig to drill the Karas appraisal well on the Kudu license in the Orange Basin. The drilling is slated for the second half of 2025, and as part of the rig sharing agreement that brings the two entities together and brings in-country expertise and high local content. The step brings us closer to turning the Kudu gas field into a reality and powering our nation with homegrown energy.
Here's the follow-up to our 6 a.m. news story from South Africa. Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Dean McPherson says disciplinary action will be taken against senior officials implicated in an 800 million rand oxygen plant tender fraud. This follows PricewaterhouseCoopers forensic investigations revealing fake documents and irregular procurement processes. McPherson added that Independent Development Trust's Teboho Malaka faces possible suspension over her alleged role, stressing that accountability is non-negotiable.
It is deeply concerning that we seem to have learned very little from the modus operandi of state capture. What I did do and what I will continue to do is to demand accountability. I did not take an oath of office to protect wrongdoing. I took an oath of office to protect the Constitution and the people of South Africa. And I will not apologize for that, not today or not ever.
Ivory Coast's President Alassane Ouattara announced Tuesday he will run for re-election in October, delaying his earlier pledge to hand power to a younger generation. Reuters reports the 83-year-old leader, who came to power after the 2011 civil war, is the clear frontrunner with top opposition figures ruled ineligible. Citing strong economic growth and a weak field of challenges, Ouattara hopes to extend his tenure in the world's leading cocoa-producing nation and maintain its relative stability. Internationally, U.S. President Donald Trump says India could face 25% retaliatory tariffs if the two countries don't finalize a trade deal soon. Both sides have been negotiating a pact for months, with just 2 days to go before the pause on U.S. tariffs expires. The window is closing quickly, as Ishangirk reports from New Delhi.
In a separate interview, U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer told CNBC that India is considering opening some of its market to U.S. products, but further negotiations are required to crack the deal. His comments come just days after India's Trade Minister Piyush Goyal said he's confident a deal could be reached before August 1. The US has not issued the so-called tariff letter to New Delhi yet, and that's offering some hope that top-level political intervention could push the deal over the line at the last minute. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.